Superintendent of Prisons Acting Brenton Charles told NBC News that of the total 431 inmates at prisons here, a count of 203 prisoners are currently housed at the Belle Isle Correctional Facility.
And 221 males at Kingstown and 7 females in custody as well. They're not at Fort Charlotte. They are here in Kingstown. There's a special provisions were made to have them here due to the conditions of the Fort Charlotte facility. No one is ordered to Fort Charlotte at this moment.
Superintendent Charles says the youngest prisoner presently in custody is a female at age 12.
The youngest female is at age 12, going 13. She's juvenile. The oldest female is around 44. The youngest male would be 16 plus, and we have people ranging in the 60s and 70s.
Superintendent Charles also adds that at the moment only one prisoner is on death row.
We have no female prisoners on death row. We have one male on death row. That's Patrick Lovelace.
Additionally, the prison superintendent acting says they will continue to institute programs at the prison facilities here to help rehabilitate the inmates in preparation for their re-entry into society.
We have been trying our best, really, to institute programs that will help the inmates in bettering their lives on their return to society. You know, and I think we have been making a very fair effort for the time being. There's more to be done, and we intend to do much more this 2016. We have currently the CCSLC, which is offered by the CXC, Second Chance Program. We have a number of inmates who are enrolled in that program. We have a welding program in place. We have a clothing and textile program in place at Belle Isle at this point in time. They are certainly not yet compulsory, but we are working towards trying to get every inmate, really, equipping them with some sort of skill for their return to society. But at the moment, we allow people who are so willing to be part of these programs. I mean, the numbers are overwhelming. Everybody wants to do something, you know, but you can't take everybody at once. But the numbers are encouraging.
That was Superintendent of Prisons Acting Brenton Charles. With today's special report, I am Jamisha Wright.